the question that I would have for you, because of your involvement, I think, with Rio and other places, and the UNESCO conventions, is whether you see greater synergy for achieving that integration of culture and nature, because they were quite separate and they were being dealt with separately.
Yeah.
And at the beginning you were talking about trying to get the cultural value of Yellowstone, for instance, to be recognized.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that in terms of international law, I know this is your world as a jurist, have you seen in those, do you see potential for some synergies?
Well, the potential is clearly there. And in a number of legal systems, particularly with regard to the issue of climate change, we're now seeing the recognition of the rights and impacts on citizens of governmental decisions be admitted to be a juridical issue capable, that courts are perhaps capable of dealing with it, although we've seen very few resolutions. We've come a long way scholastically, academically, in recognizing that human ecology is a real field and that everything is related to everything else. And you can't separate what happens in a biological sense from its effect on human feeling, sense of beauty, maybe even the creation of poetry and music. And so while ecologists and human ecologists are wrestling with this, so are the people who write conventions. And nowhere is it more salient at the moment than climate change. Because there is no element of human decision that is not going to be affected by climate change. So is there a potential? Yes. I think it is also inevitable I think it is happening in many places where decisions are being considered in a broader context than they were 30 years ago.